Hello and welcome to Write It Up, a podcast all about the ins, outs, and in-betweens of self-publishing. I'm your host, P.E. Craven. I'm a romantic fantasy author and I've been self-publishing since 2023. I'm so excited that you're here. Today we have a special guest. Her name is Josephine Cairns. I think Cairns actually is how we pronounce her name. She is a co-author of a romantic fantasy series. But beyond that, she is also the founder of the Indie Authors Central platform, which is a super, super cool platform. Getting a chance to talk to her for this interview was incredible. She has a really special community that she's built, and I'm so thrilled to introduce her to all of our listeners and to other indie authors who are looking for some sort of community where they can mingle and learn and communicate with other indie authors. But not only that, this is a place where you can find beta readers, ARC readers, narrators. If you're a narrator, there's a special place for you in this community, and so much more. So she also does a lot of Stuff Your Kindle events. So this was a really great interview, and I'm really excited for you guys to dive in and hear everything that's going on. Before we do that, a couple of notes. I did want to mention that Indie Author Central is somewhat new. So they launched in February of 2025, and they've already really started making waves in the self-published industry. That and also, Josie is so excited to announce that her next novel, who is co-authored, will be coming out in August of this year. So really soon, August 2nd is their publication date. In the show notes, I have linked websites for Indie Author Central, for Josie's author page, and then also her series webpage, so you can go learn everything about the series that she has published, read more about it, get your pre-orders in, and yeah, just learn more about her. So before we really jump in, there's one more note I want to make. So this was our first guest interview. And you know, good old-fashioned self-publishing trends or habits, patterns, I guess. We had some technical difficulties getting on. We got onto the platform that I use to record interviews, and for some reason, that website was down. It was not working, so we hopped over to a second platform. That also now was unavailable. They've started using a paywall, and it had been years. We tried Zoom, and I didn't realize that Zoom now had a paywall for recording meetings. So that was a no-go. We tried a third process, and that finally worked. But amongst all of that, so, you know, all of the problems and troubles we had, I did the whole entire interview with my microphone unplugged. So my sound was coming completely from my headphones. So it's not the best quality sound, but we made do. And I, you know, appreciate any patience you might be able to have. Because, you know, things just go wrong and we just got to keep rolling with the punches. That's just the way it goes. I'm so excited that you're here. This is a great episode. Josie has this phenomenal platform that I am so excited for you to get to know more about. So without further ado, welcome to the show. Okay, today we have joining us Josie Cairns. She is a self-published author and also is here to tell us about Indie Author Central. But before we get into that, Josie, can you please introduce yourself to everybody listening?
I am Josie. That's okay. Welcome. Welcome.
As Paige said, I am an independent author. I have published some fantasy romance books with my co-author, Hillary. And I am also the founder of Indie Author Central.
Awesome. Yay. And so that introduction was just par for the course right now. We had some tech issues getting into it. And as a good self-published author, Josie has been a champ of just rolling with the punches and being adaptable and trying something new until it worked. And so before we start, I'll just say thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk to you. Before we get into Indie Author Central, because I'm really, really excited to talk about this, can you tell us what your favorite trope is?
I really love a good slow burn, just letting it simmer just a little at a time. And then you finally get those flames going and then it just kind of explodes. Like that is, I don't know. I just love slow burn.
Ooh, slow burn. Slow burn. Yeah, I love a slow burn. I think that is one of my favorite tropes. And then for me, I have this like one really specific trope that I'm really liking right now, but it doesn't really have a name. It's like when one main character meets the other main character, but they don't know who the other main character is, and so they say something in front of them about the other character. And then it's revealed like, oh, like, you know, the princess talks about the prince and she doesn't know that he's the prince, and he's like, well, actually. So it's kind of like foot in mouth moment.
Yes.
And then you have to like back walk it a little
yes.
bit. I don't know what you would call that trope, but that is one that I'm really into these days.
I think foot in mouth is a good name for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Foot in mouth surprise meet cute.
Yes.
Is kind of how I think about it. Awesome. Okay. So to get right into it, can you tell us what Indie Author Central is?
Yeah. So Indie Author Central is my baby, first of all. And it is basically just an online website that connects both readers and independent authors together to help independent authors reach their audience and also help readers find new independent authors that they'll love and adore.
I love that. So it's really bridging that gap of readers and authors and making that like kind of almost like a community bridge.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I'm picturing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, definitely. It's a huge community.
Amazing.
And the authors there are amazing. They're just a huge family, pretty much. They're there for each other and they help each other. It's not competitive at all, which I absolutely love seeing.
Yeah, I love that. We are a part of a group chat on Instagram, which is how we kind of got to know each other. And I do feel like we get that kind of support from each other where people can ask questions, they ask for updates on each other's projects, we ask feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Is Indie Author Central kind of that same community vibe?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely is. There are people, I mean, even right now my phone is blowing up because they're asking a ton of questions in the group chat. And it's just awesome because, I mean, there's newer authors that don't know the ropes yet. And you have these more experienced authors just taking them under their wing and helping them out. It's just awesome to see.
That's awesome. So that kind of leads me into one of the questions I had for you is how could Indie Author Central be beneficial to a new self-published or indie author or even just somebody who's kind of trying to get their foot in the door, starting to learn the process and the industry. How can Indie Author Central benefit somebody like that?
So we have not only a community of the authors and readers, but we also have ARC readers or ARC readers, beta readers, narrators, editors, proofreaders. I mean, you name it, it's on there. Because I try to think of anything and everything that an author could use and then find people to fill those spots. So that way, if a new independent author is coming in, they can immediately see, hey, I need this and this and this. But it's also a pick and choose. Like, you don't have to use everything. And so the community is really great at, like, communicating with each other, like, what exactly you need and what you may not need. And there's also, we have what's called a spice level and a content level, which is really helpful because there's a lot of things that newer authors are like, oh, I didn't know that I needed to have a spice level on my book or a content level on my book in order to post into this group or that group, because some groups require that. Or they're like, oh, I don't know what triggers I should put for my book. And so we have a list of that, too. So it's really helpful just to give them more knowledge in the industry. I mean, I've even learned a lot just from the community, which is awesome.
But I really love that you brought that up. Can you talk a little bit more about how your community can help guide new authors on their content warnings spice level warning? Because I feel I've talked about this with other new authors. Mm-hmm. There's like this concern that if you put something in the content warning page or description, that you're going to kind of scare off potential readers or even like spoil what's in the book. So how do you feel like you can guide new readers, or your community can guide new authors, not readers, new authors to doing it responsibly?
I think a lot of that just comes from the community, just getting their feedback, like, hey, what do you think about this? Like, what should I put as a trigger warning for this? Because I know that it might trigger someone, but I don't want to give it away. And a lot of the authors will just kind of talk it out to give a more vague idea instead of a very specific idea of what they can find in the book. Because I've noticed a trend where those trigger warnings are a huge deal, especially within the indie author community. It's just really taken the world by storm, I think. And I think it's really helpful because mental health is such a huge thing. And so having those trigger warnings really helps the reader. And so authors are very curious as to what exactly they can put. And I think a lot of it helps with looking at books in your genre as well, which we have a library of over 300 books, and they all have those content warnings. And you can kind of look through what's in your genre and what do they have listed and kind of go from there.
It's awesome. I think it's a good note, too, that there, in my experience, I've even had beta readers who I've explicitly asked to read and highlight when they are reading.
Mm-hmm.
Highlight anything that they think might need a trigger or a content warning.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, when I have beta readers, I usually ask them to look for different things. So I might have somebody looking for marketability, like, you know, what are parts of the story that would be great for marketing? I might have somebody looking for content warnings or content descriptions. I might have somebody looking at readability. And then I have one beta reader who beta reads everything, and she, full-time job, is a grant writer.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she's very good with like grammar and yeah. So she'll read it, and she's really good at catching things like punctuation or, you know, like formatting stuff.
Yeah.
So she reads and then just naturally will pick up on stuff. So that's really nice to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel like your community like offers something like that for the authors who are looking for beta readers?
Yeah, what we do is we have a forum, essentially, and you can post on there and say, hey, I'm looking for a beta reader who specializes in this. Cool. And then if a beta reader has that specialty, they can respond to that post and send the person a message directly to get in touch with them. So that way they can get together and start the process.
That's awesome. And something I didn't really have the foresight to ask before, but it's popping up. Where do we find Indie Author Central?
You can find it at indieauthorscentral.com. There is another company called indieauthorcentral.com, which will take you to a completely different website, but it's authors with an S, central.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Because I know there's a lot of forums and communities that are found on Discord or Facebook or, you know, there's different meta groups. But Indie Authors Central has its own website. Yeah. Where we can access it.
And we also have a Discord. Perfect. And lots of Instagram chats too. So try to make it easy for everybody.
Yes. Yeah, those are great. I love the Instagram chats. That I haven't really been super active on Discord, but I have a lot of peers who are active on Discord. Mm-hmm. And I love that it's making the industry so much more accessible.
Yeah.
I feel like it's really opened up the accessibility to the industry, making it more streamlined for people to find answers and support as they start their journey. But also, even as you keep going, it's easy to learn about new companies and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think there's been two or three recently who has like new printing houses that have opened kind of as an answer to Ingram Spark. And, you know, I think people who have been in the game for a while, we tend to not find out about the new places quite as much. Yeah. Because we just have our go-tos.
Yeah, creatures of habit.
yeah, and, well, you know, and it's hard to learn something new. And if you're not being marketed to as much, I think it's easy to miss. Yeah. What's new. So I do love the chats and things. I think it makes it just really easy to get into the community.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting involved, what is the process? If I want to become involved in Indie Authors Central, how do I join the community?
So you would go to our website, and we have several different account options. I recently changed it because there were a lot of people that were asking for just like a more simple layout, and there were people that were asking for even more. So I had to balance that out. But I was like, okay, what do you mean by more? And so now we have the date with the book option and so many other options. But you just join the community by going online, and then you just sign up for whatever account you wish to have. So if you're an ARC reader, then you sign up for an ARC reader account. If you're a narrator, you sign up for a narrator. Authors have three different types of account. There's the basic one, which is just basic. You can post your books in the library, and you don't have to participate in the community. But if you want the community, there's the premium and elite options. And so the premium is for if you have just one pen name. And then the elite is if you have multiple pen names, because some people have multiple pen names. And I was like, oh, well, I need to help them out, too, because they don't want to buy, like, you know, five premium accounts for each pen name. They want to keep their pen name under the one access account. And so, yeah.
Awesome. And so can you explain the library a little bit more?
Yeah. So our library is built specifically for readers, and authors add their books using a form that I built to kind of ease the process for them. And it has links to Amazon, Apple, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, I mean, pretty much anything, including an author specified link. And it has not only the blurb of the book, but you can look at the whole series. You can look at the author, get in touch with them on social media. And then it also has spice content level, and then the content level and tropes. I mean, anything and everything that you want to know about that book, you can find on the library, which is pretty awesome.
Awesome. And then let's say we are an indie author and we join the basic program. Can you explain? Actually, just go ahead and explain the different tiers for authors. And then I do want to jump and ask some questions about ARC readers and beta readers after that. So I'm going to come over back to that. But I want to know more about the different tiers for authors.
Okay. Yeah. So the basic reader is, or sorry, not basic reader, basic author is just an account where you can add the books. It's for those that don't want to necessarily have a community. They just want to get their books out there. And so they just sign up for that account and they can add as many books as they want. It's a lifetime membership, one-time fee type thing. Because I don't believe in nickel and diming authors. And so once they join, it takes me about, I would give me like 24 to 36 business hours just because I am a busy mama. And so they get access to their account and then they can add their books to the library. The next tier after that is the premium account. And that gives them access to the community as well as adding their books to the library. And then after that is the elite. And like I said, the only difference between the elite and premium is that elite allows you to have multiple pen names under the same login. So that way it's easy peasy for you and you can keep your pen name separate if you want. Like it doesn't have to coincide with each other unless you want it to. Some people aren't picky.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. So that seems fairly straightforward. So jumping over to ARC readers and beta readers, I'm curious how that process works. Cause I know like, so for example, there's a lot of Facebook pages that caters to ARC readers and beta readers, and it's kind of just open to anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody can join, anybody can say they're a beta reader, anybody can be an ARC reader. Is there anything I would say more focused or anything different that Indie Authors Central does for beta readers and ARC reader?
Yes. So I actually screen all of our ARC and beta readers to make sure that they aren't going to pirate books. I mean, as much as I can, I'm not perfect. I'm one person and I can only do so much. But so for example, if an ARC reader joins, then I have them post 3 references at least to different ARCs that they have done. And then I go make sure that they have actually done them, that the author knew them, et cetera, to make sure that, you know, they're actually doing what they're supposed to be doing and what they say they're going to do. And then for beta readers, I get in touch with the author and say, hey, this person is trying to join my website and I just want to make sure that they were a good beta reader, like make sure that they didn't pirate anything. And if they get the okay from at least 2 out of 3 of the references, then I okay them in. And now they have the website and they can get in touch with authors and authors can get in touch with them. So I try to do my best to screen them as much as possible, but without encroaching on information, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I love that. Especially pirating is becoming so much easier. Mm-hmm. And also, I think, you know, one of the things indie authors are really going to have to watch for is our content being used in generative AI.
Yeah.
You know, if our content ends up put into those platforms, you know, that's our creative license that's potentially used against us.
Yeah.
So I think it's really ethical, the way that you try to focus on how the ARC readers and beta readers treat that responsibility, because it is responsibility. I think it can be a lot of fun, but there is also, I think, a responsibility to it that can't always be monitored on platforms like Facebook, for example.
Yeah.
So I like that a lot. So for your beta readers, Is there anything that Indie Authors Central does to differentiate between the ARC readers and the beta readers?
We have two different connection groups for them. So one is specifically for the ARC readers and one is specifically for the beta readers. And then on our Discord, they get different labels and they also have different channels that they can post in. So that way it keeps them separated. But I mean, some ARC readers are also beta readers and some beta readers are also ARC readers. So they're in both groups anyways. But yeah. And so people can post in either of the groups looking for what they need.
Yeah. Good. Well, and I think that's an important question to ask too, because, you know, when you have a beta reader, you are asking for something specific, different from what you're asking from an ARC reader. Yes. An ARC reader is basically just giving you a review of the finished product, whereas a beta reader is kind of getting a sneak peek at a product that is potentially unfinished. And their feedback is going to be more specific, more targeted, I think. So it's that in my experience, you don't want a beta reader that is just looking to give a review, you know? You want somebody who has a specific lens that they're reading.
Yeah,
with.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, awesome. So I know that you have, there's a process, there's different tiers for the authors programs. Is there a different tier for joining as an ARC reader or a beta reader?
No, those are just one type of account. Both of those are free just because they're basically volunteering their time. And I don't feel right charging them because even as like, if you go on like Threads or even a Facebook group, it's their free time that they're giving. So, yeah, there's no tiers for those two accounts. The only ones that I charge for are like the creative specialist, just because they're going to be gaining money out of it. And so to create their account, I'm like, okay, well, you're going to have a one-time fee. And again, it's lifetime membership, just like the authors. That way it's worth my time also, because it does take a process to make their accounts. So,
right. So tell me more about that, the creative specialists. How is that different on that platform, on your platform?
So I would say their process is a little bit easier than joining as an ARC or a beta reader, because they just fill out a form and then like, okay, you want to join as this. I would say that editors are a little more, I make sure that they actually are editors, not just people that are wanting the free book. But other than that, like the narrators, artists, and all that, I just ask that they give me their Instagram handles. That way I can make sure that they actually have that kind of content on their page to make sure they're actually doing that. But other than that, it's just pretty easy peasy for them to join.
Awesome. Okay, so tell me more about the narrators on your platform, because I think that's a really interesting point that I kind of forgot about until you brought it up again. The narrators, what are they doing on the platform? Are we connecting with authors who are looking for narrators? What is that process like?
So that process is very similar to all of the other accounts, essentially, because I use Wix website and it's very, very straightforward, because it's easier to maintain versus like if I built it myself. I mean, I could build it by myself, but that would take a lot more work than I need. And so we have two narrators right now. I'm hoping to get more in the future, but I've been slammed with the Stuff Your Kindle events, and so it's a little chaotic. But yeah, the narrators, you can get in touch with them in the community as well. And I believe both of them are also authors. I know one of them is. And so you can also reach them on Discord or the Instagram chats too. So
awesome. Okay, so we want narrators to know about this
yes,
platform.
Yes, please.
I actually have my narrator. Yeah, I'm going to let her know because she is, we started working together when she was kind of new to the industry. And she's really awesome. And I would love more people to know her and work with her. So I'll be 100% passing that information along.
Awesome.
Okay. So I want to branch off a little bit because I think your platform is really amazing. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like your experience as a self-published author could be so invaluable to our listeners. So before I have a few questions I want to ask about your kind of, we'll say your hot takes or your wish I would have's, mm-hmm. kind of. To kick us off on this part of the interview, tell us about your self-publishing journey. How did you get into self-publishing?
Oh, boy. Do you have time? So I actually started this book with my co-author, Hillary, when we were in grade school. And we kind of wrote it off and on throughout the school year. And then we graduated and life got busy. And so we had to put it down. And we picked it up again, like, I think 10 years later. Hillary's a better one. She literally has a timetable of everything. Like, I don't know. It just happened. But we took a break for a while, came back, wrote it a little bit more, put it back down because life got busy again. And then last year, I just got this urge to just get it done. And so we started writing again. And then I was like, you know what? We can't get past this certain point. What if we just completely scrap the whole entire thing and just start completely over? She thought I was crazy. She's really great. She deals with finances a lot. And so
I love that. So you got one who's like, you got to have the balance. Yes. You got to have one that's just like all fire, ready to go, and one that's like,
Yeah. I'm definitely.
Maybe let's like keep it down.
She definitely keeps me grounded. So I'm like, let's go. And she's like, well, let's think about this first. I'm like, no, let's just go. But it's a great balance because we're like you said, we balance each other out. But so we cracked it out in, I think, like 3 or 4 weeks. And so then we started looking for an editor. And I was like, I have no idea to even look for. But before we start, I should backtrack a little bit. Before we looked for an editor, we went to a writing conference here in Anchorage, Alaska, and they had people on both sides of the industry there. So they had the writing industry people, so like the agents and publishers, and then they had self-published people. And so we got to hear both sides, and she would go to one conference and I went to the other, and then we would share notes. And then we talked about it. I'm like, you know, I'm really a type A personality. I like to control a little bit. And she has it too, where we both like to control a little bit, but she's a little more laid back, I think. Whereas I'm like, no, I want to design the cover. I want to, you know, sure that it's to tell, not their story. I don't want to be pressured by deadlines because I am horrible with deadlines. I will procrastinate and procrastinate until the last minute where I'm scrambling. And so it was just, I was like, you know, I think I should self-publish. You know, the story is mostly about what we love and enjoy. We've worked on it for, you know, almost 20 years now. I say we just do it. And if it sells, it sells. And she's like, okay. And so we did it. And so, sorry, airplane again. So
that's okay.
So we started looking for an editor, found a really awesome one. I absolutely love her because she points out where I decide to not write like politics because I hate politics. But she's like, no, you need to put that in there. Okay. And then we published it. It's just been amazing. I mean, it's a dream come true. I mean, I don't care if people don't read it. I don't care if people don't enjoy it. I enjoyed it. So, you know, and I know there are some people who absolutely adore it. I love them. They're amazing. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can definitely empathize with that. I prefer to hold on to the creative license. That element of traditional publishing kind of scares me off. I really like to have the final say of, the book cover, the formatting, and, all of that goes into it. So if you could go back to when you guys were just first getting self-published, what is one thing that you would do differently, or one thing that you think that you learned, and you wish you knew before you started?
I would say to slow myself down. I think I got so excited that we rushed it a little bit. And then I was looking back over our first book when we published it, and I was like, oh, this needs some like really heavy editing. And so I went back through and edited it some more. And then I let it sit, and then I edited it some more. And this was after we had sent it out to like ARC readers and beta readers and the editor and all that. And so for our sequel, we actually let it sit for a little bit, and then we came back, read it over again, and then we sent it to the editor, and then we got it back, and now we're editing again and re letting it sit a little bit, and then we're going to edit again, send it back to the editor. And so it's, I would say definitely it's a process, and it's a process that should not be rushed. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I love that. I always find myself giving myself the advice that it is a marathon, not a sprint. We are running a long race.
Yes.
It's not a
It's
100
different.
meter dash, or I don't know track. So I'm
It's
assuming
okay.
that's a thing
Yeah, I don't
in
know.
the event. Yeah. But it is that long journey. It's not just like one and done. We have to go back over and over and over again. And I think for me, I found that if I slow myself down, I enjoy the process a little bit more. I actually have time to kind of sit in the process and enjoy the craft. But it does make Sorry. I think one drawback of self-publishing is that it does allow us to rush through it a bit. Like there is that option of just like kind of like a buy it now button where you can just like hit publish and then it's done. Whereas, sometimes you get to hold up the stop sign and get yourself to like kind of go back. What have you learned about marketing as a self-publisher? Is there anything that you would advise a new indie author, somebody who's just getting on this journey as far as marketing your books?
I honestly hate marketing. It is not my forte at all. I'm really good at like making graphics. I actually have a bachelor's in media design. And so I'm really good at making the graphics, but I'm horrible at marketing. And so it was a process for me to learn. I would definitely say that, especially if you have a co-author, one single Instagram page is enough. Versus like having both of you have one, it was a little much. So we actually combined and made a series Instagram here recently, just so that way we can keep it a little bit cleaner and a little more focused. But I would also say that Threads is a huge, huge marketing avenue. Like that community is amazing. I found so many readers through Threads just because they're so open and there's readers that are constantly searching for books. I would say that it is very flooded, however, but it's still a really great marketing area. I would also say that Stuff Your Kindle events are the cherry on the ice cream. Like they are amazing. and super helpful for authors. And that's why that's one of the things I actually run on Indie Author Central is the Stuff Your Kindle events, because I know how important that is just for exposure. They don't necessarily translate into reviews.
Yeah. But that is, you know, Amazon's algorithm is, in my experience, a lot harder to crack. Versus like the Meta algorithm. TikTok is still the Wild West as far as that algorithm. Yeah. Like it's wet spaghetti. Like some things are going to stick and you're going to have no idea how that worked. In my experience, Meta is a little bit easier to kind of hack. Even with it changing all the time, Amazon, I feel like you could get a PhD in Amazon's algorithm, but clicks, pages read, stuff like that really helps, I think, your visibility in the searches and stuff. I would love for you to explain Stuff Your Kindle, because I think there's a lot of indie authors who know what it is, but they don't know how to get involved in it.
Yeah, so I actually fell in love with Stuff Your Kindle events as a reader. Because there was, I think it was a dark romance one, and I didn't realize how many books you could get for free or like at a discounted price. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, I still have a backlog of books that I need to read. But for ours specifically at Indie Author, I also put the content level and the spice level and the content warnings, just because I feel like a lot of readers miss out on that, and then they get books that they don't necessarily want, and that translates into books that end up in the DNR or the did not finish or did not read list, which meant for authors. So that's why I put those plus the tropes, because it really helps hone it in for the readers. But as far as authors getting involved, sorry, I got sidetracked. As far as the authors getting involved,
no, that's perfect.
You can Google for Stuff Your Kindle events. That's how I found the first couple that I attended as an author. But I mean, I think it's just kind of hit and miss. Like, there's some on Facebook, but you have to be invited to the.
Yeah. And I think it is important to note that, you know, those types of successes are kind of like lightning strikes. People that I've talked to that do the Stuff Your Kindle all the time, you know, they'll have one that's really super successful, and then one that, you know, you get 10 downloads, and it just kind of like, I don't know that there's always a rhyme or reason behind it. It's just who happens to be clicking through at that time, you know? I also think another point to consider is what else has been released during that time. You know, if you are doing a Stuff Your Kindle right at the same time as, you know, the next Fourth Wing or whatever, you know, that could potentially affect your downloads. And sometimes it's hard to, you know, it's hard to keep all of those ideas like kind of in your scope. It is, you know, especially as a new author, because you're just gunning for the downloads. You're really wanting people to get your book, and it's hard. I do think sometimes it's hard to not be discouraged, you know, but and that's why platforms like yours are really important, because then you have people who have been doing this for a long time and who are there to say, oh, no, it's okay. You just got to keep, you know, keep going, keep plucking away at it. Okay, Josie, thank you so much for joining us today. I am so excited for more people to learn about Indie Authors Central. I'm really excited too, because it's been on my to-do list. I, full disclosure, have not done it yet. But it's like, I have a sticky note actually sitting right there that has been there for, I don't know, 6 months probably, to go check it out myself. But I think this is great. This is the type of resource that a self-published author meet somebody, especially somebody new to it. And I really, really advise any listeners who are just starting, like you haven't self-published yet, you're just starting to research, join these ARC groups, join the beta groups, start getting involved in that way, because you're going to learn about the industry as a reader, which is just going to really benefit you as an author as well. So I'm so thrilled to have had you guest here today. And I'm really looking forward to see what Indie Author Central can provide for our community. Thank you again, Josie. And for our readers, I will make sure that, or listeners, for our listeners, I'll make sure I link Indie Authors Central in the notes below. And I appreciate you guys for listening.